Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 14, Verse 39. Drishtva Teshan Vitarunam Ava Jnanatmatam Nupa Kreta Dishu Harer Archa Kriyaye Kavivi Krita. My dear King, when great sages and saintly persons saw mutually disrespectful dealings at the beginning of Treta Yuga, deity worship in the temple was introduced with all paraphernalia. My dear King, when great sages and saintly persons saw mutually disrespectful dealings at the beginning of Treta Yuga, deity worship in the temple was introduced.
With all paraphernalia.
Purport by divine grace. As it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th canto, 3rd chapter, 52. Krutaya dhyayato vishnum tretayam yato makai dvapare paricharyam kalota dhariketanat. Whatever result one obtained in Satyuga by meditating on Vishnu, in Treta Yuga by performing sacrifices, and in Dwapara Yuga by serving the Lord's lotus feet, one also obtained in Kali Yuga simply by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In Satyuga, every person was spiritually advanced, and there was no envy between great personalities. Gradually, however, because of material contamination, with the advance of the ages, disrespectful dealings appeared even among Brahmins and Vaishnavas. See, in Treta Yuga itself it was there, Priyanka. See, so don't worry about all these things. Move on. Alright? Yesterday only you were all fighting tooth and nail. Today Prabhupada is addressing your problem. See, Prabhupada exactly knows. So even in Treta Yuga, among Brahmins and Vaishnavas, disrespectful dealings. Actually, an advanced Vaishnava is to be respected more than Vishnu. As stated in the Padma Purana, Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnur Aradhanam Param. Of all kinds of worship, worship of Lord Vishnu is the best. Tasmat Parataram Devi Tadiyanam Samarchanam. And recommended more than the worship of Vishnu is worship of the Vaishnava. Formerly, all activities were performed in connection with Vishnu. But after Satyuga, there were symptoms of disrespectful dealings among Vaishnavas. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said that a Vaishnava is he who helps others become Vaishnavas. An example of one who has converted many others into Vaishnavas is Narada Muni. A powerful Vaishnava who has converted others into Vaishnavas is to worship. But because of material contamination, sometimes such an exalted Vaishnava is disrespected by other minor Vaishnavas. When great saintly persons saw this contamination, they introduced worship of the deity in the temple. This began in Treta Yuga and was especially prominent in Dwapara Yuga. Dwapare Paricharyam. But in Kali Yuga, worship of the deity is being neglected. Therefore, chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is more powerful than deity worship. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu set a practical example that he did not establish any temples or deities, but he profusely introduced Sankirtan movement. Therefore, Krishna consciousness preachers should give more stress to the Sankirtan movement, especially by distributing transcendental literature more and more. This helps the Sankirtan movement. Whenever there is a possibility to worship the deity, we may establish many centers, but generally we should give more stress to the distribution of transcendental literature. But this will be more effective in converting people to Krishna consciousness. It is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Archayam eva haraye, pujam ya sadaye heta, natat bhakteshu chanyeshu, sabhakta prakruta smriti. A person who is very faithfully engaged in the worship of the deity in the temple, but does not know how to behave toward devotees or people in general, is called a prakruta bhakta, kanishta, adhikari. A prakruta devotee or a neophyte devotee is still on the material platform. He is certainly engaged in worshipping the deity, but he cannot appreciate the activities of a pure devotee. It has actually been seen that even authorized devotees who engage in service to the Lord by preaching the mission of Krishna is sometimes criticized by neophyte devotees. Such neophytes are described by Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakura. Sarva prani sammanana samardhanam avajna spardhadi matantu bhagavat pratimaiva patram ityaha. For those who cannot properly appreciate the activities of authorized devotees, deity worship is the only way for spiritual advancement. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is clearly said, Krishna Shakti Vina Nahe Tara Pravartana. Without being authorized by Krishna, one cannot preach the holy name of the Lord throughout the entire world. Nevertheless, a devotee who does so is criticized by neophyte devotees, Kanishta Adhikari, who are on the lower stages of devotional service. For them, deity worship is strongly recommended. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurumilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manogrishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadasana. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sri Acharya Gaura Bhaktavinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. There is a sloka in Shastra. Paropakara ardhaya palanti vriksha. The trees are giving fruits. Does the tree eat the fruit itself? No. Paropakara ardhaya palanti vrikshaya. Paropakara ardhaya vahanti nadiya. The rivers are flowing, nice rivers are flowing. For what purpose? Paropakara ardhaya. People take water. You can take for your cows water, you can take for your worship needs, bathing needs, and your drinking needs, all paropakara. and Paropakarardaya Duhantigava. Kavi is giving milk. For what? For you and me to take. For serving the Lord. So, the trees, the rivers, the cows, simply, you know Singlish? Yang out now? Huh? 8th class. English for English for Japanese, I'm getting here. Japanese, everything will be. I will tell you today's sloka. Just by chanting Hare Krishna, all good qualities, all opportunities, all success, everything is there. Inoffensive chanting, offenseless chanting. So, one need not worry. I am a woman. I am not educated. I don't know English. Nobody knows anything when he is born. A just newborn child, what language will speak? German? No, no language for newborn, just crying. That's it, that is the language of the newborn. That is. As he hears from the surroundings, he will pick up that language. Just like he is born in Jugge Jopadipatti, Sudhir. Sudhir born in slum areas. So, Krishna has to be very watchful because he is born and brought up in slum areas. Very vulgar language may come, which will shock the civilized people. No? Then people will catch Krishna by neck. What is this guy who is with you talking like this? And Krishna will be in shock. So, whenever you are keeping people in the temple, you have to be watchful. You have to be watchful because the blame will go to you. If the children misbehave, the people go and fight with the parents. Why is your son so vulgar, so nasty in his behavior? Is that right? Your parents have to take the blame. So whenever you are admitting somebody in the temple, can you see the spots on your cheeks? Can you see? Just like Priyanka has a lot of chandana on her face. Can you see it yourself or I can see it? I can see it. Yeah. I don't know whether I have chandana on my face or not. It's bad. No matter, it's all gone. You can tell me, right? So, everybody thinks I am right. Everybody else is wrong. That is generally the mentality of a conditioned soul. That's why we have some authorities. Parents, teachers, spiritual master, other devotees. Generally, when you are conditioned, when you are egoistic, generally, we always tend to think others are not reasonable, I am reasonable. So, that's why the courts are there, judges are there to decide Everybody thinks I am right. So, in the assembly of Vaishnavas, whenever the sannyasi, the spiritual master, the temple president, the senior coordinators, whenever they speak, we should try to cooperate. We had a big fight in Bangalore. So this improper devotee, he was trying to cover up, trying to proclaim, trying to give this excuse, that excuse. And the temple president of Bangalore, he said, Sivanananda, you have goofed the whole thing by your own judgment. Still, you don't understand what a big mistake. How many devotees' money you have just misappropriated. Somewhere you have to listen. Instead of supporting your own ideas, at least now, if you don't want to sink deeper into the illusions, you should listen. Like that, you become heavy. So devotees always, they are gentle. Benefit of doubt. Benefit of doubt you take or you give to others. Benefit of doubt. You take or you give to the other person. Whenever there is misunderstanding, you should give the benefit of doubt to the other person. Maybe I did not take it properly. His intentions are good. Otherwise, you become the judge of everyone and every situation. And this world will be in conflict, chaos. So, whenever two people are together, there are going to be ego clash. A person with no ego, he immediately knows how to get the other person on his knees. If you have no ego, because you are not expecting anything for yourself. I did not complete the fourth line. Paropakara ardhaya palante ruksha paropakara ardhaya ohante nadya paropakara ardhaya duhante gava paropakara ardhaya jivante manava. If you are really a human being, if you understand why you are here in this world, you are here in this world because you have offended people. You are here in this world because you have taken from people. So you have to return. You have taken from God and you thought this is mine. God has given the ability, say my ability. I and mine. So that means we are entangled. When we give up this mentality, I and mine, that means you appreciate others and you don't take credit for yourself. People should give you credit. People should give you appreciation. people should appreciate you. That means your activity was genuine. So, paropakarardhaya. When you get a human birth, now I have to square up. I have to settle up all my accounts. Keep giving, keep giving, keep giving. That is human life. Who will keep giving? One who is dependent on Krishna. Keep giving means what? You keep giving respect. You don't lose anything. If somebody is disrespectful and you respect him, do you lose anything? If somebody insults you and you tolerate, who will be the gainer? When somebody insults you and you tolerate, you don't retaliate, then who will be the gainer? You are the gainer. If the guy insulted, he is ditching himself, whereas you don't want to ditch yourself. I am nonsense. Please take all respect. You remain peaceful, number one. Whenever you are not upset with others, whenever you are upset with others, first thing is, it is you who are hurting yourself. Whenever you insult the other person, if the other person is like a gentleman, he doesn't mind. But your negative emotions, they are poisoning your body. So Vaishnava should clearly know, always be with pleasing countenance. Always be in the mode of appreciation. Advanced devotees means they take a vow. I don't want to see bad in others. Especially those who are chanting Hare Krishna, I don't want to see bad in them. I always want to appreciate the devotees and I always want to see good in others. Then you remain very peaceful, very blissful. Blissful and peaceful. Your life is successful. If you are not blissful and peaceful, your life is not successful. Your life is miserable. Who is making your life miserable? Yourself. You are making your own life miserable by not being peaceful and blissful. Is that right? So, we are here to eliminate our negative tendencies. Human life is not for making money, becoming a temple president, or getting some position, power. That is not the business of human life. The business of human life is how to give up all your burden on your head. You are carrying a great burden. Burden of ego, burden of self glorification, burden of criticizing others. You will never have peace of mind. That's why elsewhere in Bhagavatam, whenever you meet a person who is chanting Hare Krishna, if you don't welcome him, if you don't express your cheerfulness, your business, you have to, whenever somebody is chanting, if you become morose, that means you are a demon. Is that right? Somebody is chanting Hare Krishna, oh, because I am off mood, I am not able to chant, somebody is chanting. When will I also be able to chant like that? Instead of becoming agitated, you don't grow in life automatically, painstakingly. Nothing happens automatically in this world. The trees have to, the seed has to, the seed has to break the earth and come out to become plant. And the living entity has to go through such torturesome situation and come out. Nothing automatically. Everything is a struggle. If you want to attain something in life, so the difference between ordinary people and great people know how to mold every opportunity to their spiritual advantage. Any situation, a devotee molds it so that I can make spiritual advancement. So molding means you don't want to bring an unpalatable situation. Devotees, they cannot live together. What can you expect about outsiders, karmis? Total mess. So people who are followers of Prabhupada, people who are followers of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, they have a big responsibility on them. Being part of the Hare Krishna movement, you have a big responsibility of representing the parampara. That means a devotee has to be decorated with all good qualities. Patience, cooperation, and adjustments, appreciation, and hope. Merciful, all qualities. Such a person will be very satisfied in life. So, in Satya Yoga, people were very gentlemanly. As Treta Yuga started, people tried to find faults in others. In Kali Yuga, our very mentality is fault-finding mentality. We pick up bad in the others. What is the use? If you pick up bad in the others like a crow, crows always look for garbage. So sometime back somebody sent a WhatsApp. Anyone who is having anger, hatred, intolerance, they're all negative things, garbage. And the person who is moving around is moving like a garbage truck. Garbage truck with all these things going around. And he wants to dump on others. So, that is not a Vaishnava. Basically, a Vaishnava is introspective, introvert. He is strict with himself and lenient with others. That is a Vaishnava. Take others lightly. you be strict with yourself. Because you are strict with yourself, everybody automatically will begin to respect you. You are very strict about, not strict with others. You know, like about Prabhupada it is said. Prabhupada was very strict when he speaks or when he writes. But on a practical level, when he deals with people, he is very forgiving. When he is giving class, he is roaring like a lion. When he is writing, he is writing like writing on the stone. Writing on the stone, he cannot erase. Writing on water, writing on water. So whenever Prabhupada speaks or whenever he writes, because he is a perfect being, a perfect person, statements. But on a practical level, he knows that people cannot follow this. People cannot live up to them. It is very tolerant. Otherwise, how he could have made devotees from total bums? People are completely derelicts, drug addicts, alcoholics, punks, bums. Prabhupada, he made Vaishnavas out of them. Because Prabhupada could see the soul in everybody. So he has a total belief that if I can let them be around, surely their spiritual qualities will develop. So Prabhupada, whatever nonsense they may be doing, Prabhupada was just appreciating them, tolerating them, and he was exhibiting his natural qualities of a Vaishnava. So everybody was becoming very peaceful in the association of Prabhupada. He comes with all temper tantrums, but Prabhupada is dealing in a very friendly way. That guy, my God, what nonsense, what garbage things I am speaking. Then immediately they take their relative position. I should not be talking to this gentleman like this. So, only in the mode of passion and ignorance, we try to cover up. When we are in the mode of goodness, we are contemplative. After all this, what next? Are we going to fall apart? Are we going to go back and get married? Whoever is offensive, one day they have to go back for married life. Your karmas are still hanging. So, Krishna will be in a situation where again you are stuck in this world of karmic life, separate from Krishna, another vicious cycle begins. Very dangerous. So, if you remain a little cool, so much can be changed. So here, deity worship, it's a deity worship, people who are completely not controlled, just like mischievous children, if you don't engage them, they will keep breaking and spoiling this, that, because they cannot keep quiet. So mischievous children have to be engaged so that they can become little constructive, their minds don't go here and there. So deity worship with so many rules and regulations and timings and all that. So you become regulated. That's why in deity worship you have to maintain cleanliness and punctuality. That way, when you are clean means you are not in tamogun. When you are punctual means you are in the mode of goodness. You are in control of your mind, so you know how to keep time. So not that your deity worship, but you go hither and there, you get lost. So deity worship is there to just set you in good standing. Deity worship is going on, but you come late to the temple, you keep the things unclean. That means neither you are able to correct yourself, nor deity worship is able to correct you. Then what is that? That means you are bringing the temple to your home atmosphere. Throwing about all rules and regulations. So deity worship is there to help you to come to mode of goodness. You want to sleep, but you know that 4:30 you have to be there for Mangalarti. And cleanliness means a lot of work every day, all the time, whenever you see. Daily. And so once you take up cleanliness, that means you cannot remain in the mode of ignorance. A person in tamogun, he cannot maintain his surroundings clean. So deity worship is basically introduced to bring you to mode of goodness. Then you start having how to deal with others. Here in the sloka that is mentioned by Prabhupada, A Madhyamadhikari, he knows how to recognize non-devotees, how to recognize devotees, how to recognize innocent people, and then accordingly he will deal to help everybody. If somebody is a non-devotee, envious person, don't agitate him. He will commit more offenses. If somebody is innocent person, he will become attracted to Krishna. If somebody is a devotee, you know how to cooperate with him. So both of you benefit, and you serve the spiritual master and Krishna very nicely. You know that story, famous story from Panchatantra. Two, you can say disciples are sons. Sons of a father are disciples of a spiritual master. They too have loyalty. But unfortunately, they cannot get along together. And whom do they give headache? No? Whom do they give headache? Both are loyal to the father, but they don't get along. Who will be disturbed? Obviously. So these two guys, they want to serve their father. The first guy wants that father should feel that I am serving better. The second guy is thinking the father should feel that I am serving better. So he is doing, he is part of the leg. So, Priyanka has taken care. Left leg I will massage. Sales has taken, right leg I will massage. So right leg she is massaging me nicely, but left leg. So that means both are actually troubling the father. This guy is pinching on the other leg and this guy is pinching the other leg and father is having trembling. So any mature person, you should know, whenever you are quarreling, more than us, our authorities are getting disturbed. We are here to please the authorities, not disturb the authorities. If you are a responsible devotee, you know, everything is based on how you cooperate in taking the instructions. When you take the instructions, So here, material world means dissent. Material world means differences. But when it is Vaishnava society, that should make a difference. The Vaishnava society means everything as a service to God. Vaishnava society means we are here to serve others. We are here to serve Krishna. If that is the mode, where is the room for clash? We just want to serve. So, because we are coming from material world, we are neophyte devotees, so we bump into others and we trouble ourselves and trouble others. Doesn't matter, but Krishna is kind. He has put somebody to watch over you. Only you have to cooperate. If you are left for yourself, you will just fight and fight. But if you submit to the authority, immediately there is rectification, there is correction. So we should at least be fit for deity worship. If you are not advanced enough to make others happy, at least we should know how to be at least a Kanishtha Adhikari or come to a Madhyama Adhikari platform. So situations we cannot change, but how you react. Reaction, response. Reaction means action, equal and opposite reaction. That means making the situation worse. But response means whatever may be the situation, how can I respond that it can correct the situation? So that's why Prabhupada introduced the deity worship. He said, this is like charging our batteries. You come back to the temples, keep yourself charged, and when you go out in the outside world, people are completely a mess. People are completely materialistic. People are completely without spiritual life. So when you are charged, then you can go and help them in some way. When you yourself are disturbed, how are you going to preach? So temples are there for us to train ourselves properly so that we are presentable to the public. So this is how temples are centers for training, provided you cooperate. The training is there, but if you not cooperate, what training can be given? So always submission, humbleness, all these things. Then you see how Krishna will empower you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama.